King Alfred and the Cakes. One of the best-known stories in English history is that of King Alfred and the Cakes. King Alfred, exhausted and lost in the woods after beating the Danes in a fierce battle, arrives at a herdsman's hut. The herdsman's wife invites him in, but she does not recognize him. She just assumes he is merely a soldier of Wessex, not the king. She kindly offers him rest and food, as she has just put some cakes in the embers of her fire to bake. The housewife goes out to collect some more firewood and instructs the soldier to keep an eye on the cakes while she is away, as she does not want them to burn. Unfortunately, as soon as she leaves, poor Alfred falls asleep. A few minutes later, when the housewife returns, she immediately perceives the smell of burning cakes and sees the sleeping soldier. "What sort of careless man are you, who forgets to take care of burning bread? I have never seen so negligent a man, one who doesn't even know how to turn ash-baked bread, and yet when it is put in front of you, you'll no doubt rush to eat it." That's what she said to the king. Rather than assert his royal status, Alfred humbly apologized. The story is very well known in Britain, even if it is probably not true. But the historical setting about food is worth investigating a little bit. For folk in medieval times, a home-baked loaf of bread was usually out of reach. Most homes lacked a suitable oven and so relied on the oven and skills of local bakers. For those that lived in the further fringes of the towns, such as herdsmen, it was much easier to bake cakes on their fire rather than make the long trek into town. Cast iron equipment was expensive, so many had to bake small cakes of ground cereal grain, wheat, rye, or oats, directly into the embers of their fires. Baking these cakes required both an eagle eye and excellent judgment. The outside needed to be just scorched and the inside fluffy and warm.